Yo, this is part two, and we're going to get right into it. Again, yo, it's your boy DJ Eternal from SMP. In case y'all don't know, that Smash Media podcast. We do it big here. We don't hold nothing back. We ain't trying to talk down on folks. We're trying to lift them up. Let's get right into it. This is the politics. How do I feel about Russia? I feel, how do you wake up every morning and you're like, I'm gonna kill 1 million people? Yes, Putin, that's what I said. How do you wake up every morning and you feel, I'm just gonna kill millions of people today and not feel nothing about it? Nothing. And killing babies and women and old people and destroying a whole country because for whatever reason you want this country to be Russia. It'll never be Russia. Do you think the Ukrainians will just let you have it? Absolutely not. They're going to fight you. They're fighting you just like that now. And you don't care. You don't care that your army's tired. They're not built for this. But you want to take it to the nuclear war, which is even more crazy. What's your end game? Killing everybody? What if everybody's dead? What good is you? The nuclear fallout? Come on, it's gonna fall out like half a grade. You shoot it east, it's gonna fall out west. Okay. Yes, we know you have a nuclear bomb that's 50 to 500 times stronger than the nuclear bomb dropped in Hiroshima. I'm sorry. And yes, we know this. Cool. I don't think 1 million people is wanting to die with some dummy. And I think that when we are analyzing this to the point where, what is he really doing? Me, personally, just me, my thoughts. Could be wrong, but I think I'm right. Yeah, you're right. But I think what Putin's doing is that he's taking a Kim Jong-un type approach, but he's analyzed it for, I'd say, going on 6 years, maybe even longer. But he's had time to analyze it as long as when Trump was in office. He started realizing, oh, this is what I can do. All right, so basically, he's going to bring us to the brink of nuclear war to the point they're ready to press the button. And then, and only then, will he say, hey, guys, I'm willing to negotiate, but these are my demands to be met. I see the NATO. More release of all sanctions. More goods put into more countries. I just think that this is a game he's playing to win. And I think as a country, a free nation, and any of the allies, we just have to think about this close and understand what we're up against. He knows we're not going to let them kill 3 million people. He knows that. He knew that you was going to sanction his oil reserves or his whatever. He planned for this. He knew. So as individuals, we have to understand what the game is playing. I understand Biden. And Biden's up against the wall. Understand the Ukrainian president. And he has to understand at the same time, one false move and there's no turning back. A man that wakes up wanting to kill 1 million people a day, he's willing to do anything to get what he wants. I don't believe that he deserves Ukraine. I don't believe he deserves none of it. But I believe that in the end, when it's time for him to negotiate at the table to stop all of this, I think it's going to turn into like a Berlin situation, East Berlin and West Berlin type situation. But we just have to ride it out, I guess. I don't know how much more we can ride it out. But this is wicked. And at the end of the day, you know, that's my thoughts on this. That's part two of the politics games. Before I'm done, I'm going to go ahead and give you my sponsor for the show. Here we go. Yo. For any artist, rapper, singer, pop star, rock and roll, country, looking for a distribution deal that's not going to turn you away, that's going to give you 100% of your royalties, and even going to be offering a membership-based platform where you can sign up and pay $20 a month, let's just say $20 a month, and have access to getting your stuff on TVs, streaming platforms, as far as videos, marketing, aggressive music marketing, tour abilities, et cetera, et cetera, NFTs, ability to have the option of getting a actual record deal. You know, go to EOSA Distribution. Again, that's EOSADistribution.com. The new home for online music distribution. Gotcha. It's your boy DJ Eternal. And this is part two of the politics. Let go.